This show furnished by Abir Cohen, Trezon, and Sallow.
You're listening to the Axe Law Hour on 790 KABC. The attorneys from Axe Law are here to help you restore your property, your pocketbook, and your sanity. Don't delay. Act now at 800-222-5222.
Good afternoon, Los Angeles. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Sallow, the Axe Law Firm. That's Axe Law. Find them at ACTSlaw.com. Knowledge is power, and power is knowledge. This is the Axe Law Hour. We want to empower you today. And now, here's your host and managing partner of the Axe Law Firm, Danny Abir, along with me, Lorraine Love.
Good morning, Lorraine.
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Did you have a good week?
Lots of work. Very busy.
Busy.
But can't complain today. It's Saturday.
I know. And it's a beautiful day.
Beautiful day. Absolutely. It's funny. I was walking in and, I realized how perfect day. No, mm-hmm. Not too hot, not too cold.
Right.
And it is, it's just the perfect day to go out for a walk. And
right.
It's gorgeous.
70 degrees, I think, in LA. So that's great. And another good thing, we get an extra hour.
Exactly.
Daylight savings time. Spring forward, fall back. We get an extra hour of sleep.
But for me, it's actually not going to be that way. I have six-year-old twins and a dog who tend to get up at 5:30.
So it takes a while for their clock to readjust.
Yeah. I mean, this is, well, in a way, if you really think about it, if the dog keeps waking up exactly at 5 o'clock in the morning, maybe I'll get an extra hour of sleep this way. Welcome to the show, my partner, Alexander Cohen. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Danny, how about yourself?
I'm good. I didn't see you all week last week.
That's because I've been cooped up in my office working for our amazing clients and battling the battle that I battle every day with the insurance companies. That's what we do.
Okay, so now you, Alex, are insurance claims and bad faith, correct?
Absolutely. That's my passion. That's where the passion lies, and that's why I'm here, to talk with the beautiful audience and the listeners of KABC 790 AM.
Yes. All right. Love it. Love it.
I think we should take Alex to the next USC game. I think he will energize the entire crowd.
Isn't that tonight?
I love being here. You know
what's
that.
The game tonight?
Tonight isn't USC playing tonight?
Yeah, I think today is homecoming. Yeah. So we'll take Alex to the USC game. And
I'm just excited about the Laker game last night. That
that was a fantastic victory.
Yeah.
That was a very good game.
It was just awesome to see that they're gelling along, and it gives me a boost of energy just to watch them.
It's funny, D'Angelo Williams came to
Russell.
Yeah, Russell. I mean, Russell Williams. D'Angelo Russell. Sorry,
right.
He came to. There's a D'Angelo Williams, but he's a football player. But he came to show and say, "This is what you missed." And
guns blazing.
And Brooks Lopez actually.
That was the show last
he did
night.
It he said no look at what I look at what, the
what you guys time. Missed
exactly
yeah.
So awesome. it's been a crazy week as far as law is concerned.
It's almost like you're afraid to turn on the TV, right? Because you don't know who's going to be the next one that's being, you know, talked about and being accused for sexual assault or sexual abuse, and it's it's really crazy
and
times.
These are shows. I mean, this, like, what's it, the Kevin Spacey show. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. House of Cards.
House of Cards. That's a show that a lot of people love.
Right. And they halted the production of it.
Yeah. There's a lot of disappointed people right now about the show being canceled on Netflix. So it is what it is. I'm actually glad everything is coming out into the open. I think it needs to happen.
Right.
It'll bring cultural awareness. It'll bring awareness as a whole. This industry has, had this unfortunate event going on for quite a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are gaining the courage to come out, and I applaud them. I really, really, really applaud them.
Mm-hmm.
It's necessary. I think it's required for closure.
Right.
For, you know, psychology purposes is absolutely necessary. It affects your future.
Right.
It affects future generations. It needs to happen. So I'm kind of glad everything is coming out to the surface.
It's funny. Doug and I were talking about abuse cases last week.
Right.
And one of the things I do get asked a lot is, aside from the fact that it's a lawsuit, why is it that people come forward after years and years and years? And it's exactly what you said, is closure. I mean, it's something that they coop up inside them, and it just stays there and eats up at them. and they feel like they were wronged, rightfully.
Absolutely.
Until somebody actually hears them, they feel that violation continuing until people acknowledge it and realize, yes, somebody did you wrong.
Absolutely. And, you know, coming from a psychology background myself, I have a degree in psychology, and I can completely understand that this is something that gets cooped up inside your psyche, your mind, and it will affect you emotionally, physically, psychologically, in every which way that you can imagine. And it's necessary for to be talked about. Again, it will bring closure. It needs it. There needs to be some finality in people's lives. And the more people come out, and social media is helping that.
Oh, totally.
You know,
yes.
Because in the past, if you articulated what you were feeling inside, mm-hmm. who would hear it? Now, with the help of social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you right. name it, you will reach millions and millions of people at the same time.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, they had that hashtag MeToo. And, oh,
right.
my gosh, there was millions of people. Even myself being on Facebook, friends of mine, I was like, oh, my gosh, I had no idea.
Right.
No
internationally.
Idea.
Yeah. I mean, even this, not just this is not just an issue in the United States. This is across the world,
mm-hmm.
and these hashtags were coming across in all different countries, some countries that you would expect and some countries you would never even expect.
Right.
And it's very common, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the cases we picked up as far as abuse is concerned in the past week is someone who's been abused in the past. And in the past, when she had brought it up, she was attacked for it because they were saying, you're at fault. You're the one who caused it.
Oh,
and
sad.
It happened again mm-hmm. by somebody else. And this is the case that came to us this past week. And we were talking to her why they called the police over. And she said, this is what happened to me, but I don't want to file a report. And the question is, why did you not decide not to file a report? And she said, I don't want to be pointed at again saying you're at fault. I just
right.
wanted to make sure that the police know that this has happened so it doesn't happen to somebody else. But they keep, I don't want to go through that ordeal again. And until people realize what the issue is, until it's dealt with, unfortunately, it's just going to keep on repeating.
Well, I think, you know, I think there's a lot of fear of people wanting to come forward. That's probably the number one component.
Right.
Social stigma. That stands out.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because, you know, you accuse the person who did this to you, and then all of a sudden, you're the one in the hot seat, and they're looking into your background, and they're looking into everything you've done. And so all of a sudden, if anything you've done that may be a little bit questionable, even though it had nothing to do with the event that, you know, you're the victim of and that you're reporting, all of a sudden, you're in the hot seat, and they're taking you, and they're tearing you and your character and what you do apart, and it's like, who wants to go through that?
Right. You have to be willing to withstand that type of mm-hmm. pressure. It takes a lot of courage. I applaud everybody that has so willingly agreed to come out and step into that limelight. It's very difficult. So I applaud your guys' courage for doing that. And now the men are coming out. And another factor is I think a lot of people are afraid that it might financially harm them.
Right.
And for that reason, they'd rather not address it mm-hmm. because it affects their economic status. So you have to be careful.
Yeah, and it'll come out eventually. That's kind of what we're seeing, right? At some point, something will trigger, and whether it's somebody else coming out and you see it on the news or whatever it is, but it seems to me like, and you have the psychology background, but at some point, it's going to come out for most people.
I hope sooner than later
yeah.
for their own sakes and for the sake of future generations. Mm-hmm. I hope it does come out. And now you're seeing, you know, the men come out. Before,
right.
you would think that this is just geared for women being sexually abused. But now you're hearing all the men that mm-hmm. have been sexually abused, and now they're coming out, which is interesting. I've known that this happens all the time, but I'm just so happy that that's also coming out into the open.
The one thing I'm most concerned with, and I'm when it doesn't come out, is children.
Right.
And how it affects children, because if you notice, this is something across the board. You look at Weinstein, you look at what happened with Kevin Spacey, that there in every single one of them, there is some event or some interaction or some assault that involved someone under 18 with Harvey Weinstein, Corey Feldman,
Corey Haim.
Corey Haim. With Harvey Weinstein, it was the actress from, what's her name? I'm drawing a blank, but there was a, there's a actually well-known actress who actually came up and said that she was 17 when this happened too. And then the same thing happened with regards to Kevin Spacey. Well, in the next segment, we're going to be talking about insurance, which is a subject near and dear to Alex's heart.
Yes.
So tune in.
Yes, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will continue our conversation with Alex, and you're listening to the Axe Law Hour. That's ACTS Law. And go ahead and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-222-5222. And you're listening to Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Hi, I'm Steven Singer, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. You know what I hate? Phony sales, cashback, coupons, rebates, bonus points, frequent flyer miles, membership rewards. Why is it so hard, so complicated to save money? If they really wanted to save me money, then just charge me less. Why did they make me jump through hoops? How about just treating me like a real person? At Steven Singer Jewelers, we don't play these pricing games. We have one store, one place, one price. Whether you shop with us online, by phone, catalog, or in our showroom, you'll know you're getting the best price every time. We never have a sale, never have a rebate, never have any special offers. Just one place, one price. You don't have to scour the internet to look for deals. You don't have to wait for some momentous occasion like Columbus Day to take advantage of some phony sale. At Steven Singer Jewelers, you always get the best price. You're going to have fun buying a diamond for someone you love. Buy real jewelry from a real jeweler. Steven Singer Jewelers. Visit me at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. By phone, 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER. Or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. One place, one price. Hi, I'm Steven Singer, the I Hate Steven Singer guy. You know what I hate? Phony sales, cashback, coupons, rebates, bonus points, frequent flyer miles, membership rewards. Why is it so hard, so complicated to save money? If they really wanted to save me money, then just charge me less. Why did they make me jump through hoops? How about just treating me like a real person? At Steven Singer Jewelers, we don't play these pricing games. We have one store, one place, one price. Whether you shop with us online, by phone, catalog, or in our showroom, you'll know you're getting the best price every time. We never have a sale, never have a rebate, never have any special offers. Just one place, one price. You don't have to scour the internet to look for deals. You don't have to wait for some momentous occasion like Columbus Day to take advantage of some phony sale. At Steven Singer Jewelers, you always get the best price. You're going to have fun buying a diamond for someone you love. Buy real jewelry from a real jeweler. Steven Singer Jewelers. Visit me at the other corner of 8th and Walnut. By phone, 888-I-HATE-STEVEN-SINGER. Or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. One place, one price.
Has rain, wind, fire, or floods damaged your property? The attorneys from Axe Law are here to help you act now at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Axe Law Firm. That's ACTS Law. You can find them at axelaw.com. And if you have any questions or you're looking for any advice, go ahead and give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with our host, Danny Abir, and we've got Alex Cohen in here, and he is here to talk about insurance claims and bad faith.
Okay. Just to redeem myself, because Alex was looking at me funny in there when I couldn't remember a name, and I never forget a name when it, especially when it comes to this. It was Kate Beckinsale. And
oh, okay.
Yeah, you never forget any. No,
and actually, the firm's Facebook page got a couple of hits saying
already.
You mean Kate Beckinsale? Yeah. So anyway, that was the actress I was talking about when she was 17. And
you have redeemed yourself.
Same thing. So let's go to insurance, because I know Alex is itching to talk about insurance, and it's always a subject that he loves.
I'm on the edge of my seat.
On the edge of your seat. So here we go. Let's talk about types of property claims that we generally people can think about that they'll have a claim as far as damage is concerned. And then let's talk about different instances that we've dealt with at the office.
Okay. Well, the types of properties that we represent policyholders on are residential and condominium type of claims.
Okay.
Commercial properties, whether it be shopping centers, high rises, manufacturing plants, warehouses, So generally people who own real estate and assets are potential clients.
Okay.
And these are assets that are generally insured by property damage coverage and fire losses and liability. So those are the type of properties that we aim to protect.
Now, if you own a home, don't you have to have insurance?
You do if you have a mortgage on your property.
Okay,
the banks do require you to carry insurance, and if you don't, they will place a forced place insurance on your house because the asset belongs to the bank until you finally pay it off and you get the deed of trust.
Okay.
So if you choose not to have insurance, that's a choice. It's a poor choice.
Yeah.
It's a poor choice because damages can be so significant and substantial. I've had people come into the office and they tell me that our insurance company has paid $15,000 on, for example, I'll just give you an example, on a water damage claim. And, Alex, do you mind taking a look at this case for us? And these happen to be attorneys who, represented themselves, got $15,000 or $20,000, something around that ballpark. And, our firm came into the picture and we do our own analysis and, investigation with our own group of experts. And our experts are extremely talented, extremely knowledgeable, very well versed, know this, topic like it's nobody's business. And on that particular water damage case, once we understood what the parameters and the scope of this loss was, the insurance company ended up paying close to about $800,000.
Oh my gosh.
On a loss that had ended up paying them $15,000. And we came back and we're like, no, you missed a bunch of things. There was a lot of issues in this claim that you guys didn't consider.
Well, it's actually very understandable. Put it in medical terms. Imagine somebody has a toothache.
Correct.
And they go to a GP, a doctor who's a GP.
Correct.
But the doctor who's a GP just generally knows the body. But a dentist knows how to deal with teeth. An optometrist or somebody with a specialty in eye, or someone who's a podiatrist, specialty in feet. That is something that is a specialty. And there aren't many attorneys who know how to handle insurance claims. There are very, very few, actually, who handle bad faith. And that's why it makes a difference to go to someone who has a specialty versus someone who's a GP or a general practitioner.
That's a great point. Yeah, exactly. Because you don't know what you don't know.
Correct. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of great attorneys. But this is not for everybody.
Right.
Okay, like if someone came to me and said, can you draft me a will and trust? No, I wouldn't be able to, I wouldn't know one end of a will and trust to the other. That's just not what I do.
Right.
But, you know, when you come to our firm and you have an issue with your asset and you're seeking representation against your own insurance company, for a property damage claim, yes, that is our specialty. We understand it. We live it. We eat it. We breathe it on a daily basis.
I just recently had a friend who said that they had water damage in their house, and the insurance company came in and they fixed the floor. They fixed everything, but they didn't fix the pipe underneath. And that's not covered. Is that true?
It is true. It is true.
That's crazy.
See, this is one of the reasons why, like, now to side with the insurance companies, okay? Their policy is what their policy is, okay? They're not there to insure your pipes that are damaged from wear and tear. However, when the pipe bursts, what happens is they allow, the policy allows to get compensated for what's called the ensuing loss.
Okay.
Okay. So initially, water damage itself is not covered unless it comes from a sudden and accidental event like your friend's case.
Right.
It came from a ruptured pipe. So what the insurance company doesn't cover is the repair and replacement of the pipe. They're not there to warranty your pipes.
Right.
Okay. So what the give back to that is the ensuing loss. So the ensuing loss is the damages that the water, causes to your property. And that's what And that's what your friend experienced.
Okay.
That makes sense. The same thing goes to mold, basically, or mold that is caused as a result of the ensuing event. So you may have a limit as far as your mold, basically mold damage is concerned.
Correct.
And cleanup. However, if the event is covered, then the ensuing mold damage would be covered as well.
Sure. And mold is like, it became a very big topic during, if you remember the Ed McMahon era.
Oh, yes.
Okay. It just became a, it blew up.
Lorraine is only 18.
Yeah.
I'm too young. What do you mean? I wish.
Mold is an environmental issue. So, mold occurs generally between 24 and 48 hours or 72 hours when water damage is not, extracted. The water is not extracted and the property is not dried down. So, as part of what a homeowner needs to do, mm-hmm. even before calling out their insurance company, they gotta do something to mitigate their damages.
Right.
Whether it be to mop up the excess water that came out of a pipe, mm-hmm. shutting off the water from the main or from the source of it, getting a plumber to mitigate your damages.
Right, putting those big blowers. I see a lot of people putting those big
That's
blowers.
That's a different story. That belongs to what's called an EMS company, an emergency mitigation service company that are specialists in that particular area. And they come and their staff is well trained. They'll come and they will put, dehumidifiers and fans and there's a whole technique and, art to this. Okay.
And does that, like, eliminate some of the mold?
It doesn't eliminate the mold. What it does is it'll dry the structure down.
Okay.
So the intent of it is to dry the structure as best as they can.
Okay.
And oftentimes you won't be able to do that. Like, you will bring the moisture level down to some degree, mm-hmm. but it's not below the standard that is required by code. So then that's when you see, like, drywalls being cut out. Warped and buckled floors being taken out in order to dry the structure, in order to prevent further damages to your property.
Okay, so that makes sense. You're listening to the Axe Law Hour. That's ACTS Law. You can find them at axelaw.com. If you have any questions, we're talking about insurance claims and bad faith. Give us a call at 800-222-5222. We'd love to help you with any questions or advice you have.
Okay, so let's talk about, you talked about buckling of the hardwood floor.
Correct.
Let's talk about different types of damages that could possibly, I mean, different types of events that may give rise to damage to property.
Okay.
Here in California, one of the things that we have to always be afraid of is fire damage.
Completely.
And one thing that most people don't realize is that it's not just the damage from fire that they have to be aware of and be afraid of. It's also smoke damage.
Correct.
That could also damage their properties.
Fire is always an interesting situation. First of all, the insurance policies that you hire, that you obtain, they're all fire insurance policies, first of all. They're all fire, standard fire insurance
policies.
Because
the bank doesn't want to lose its asset, basically.
Well, yes. And then the other aspects of it that a fire insurance policy provides for you are, for example, they provide theft and burglary losses.
Right.
Losses occurring from vandalism. Losses occurring from, like what Danny said, smoke. But talking about fire, when a fire occurs, when the fire department or anyone puts out the fire, they normally use either fire retardants or water, mm-hmm. and it actually damages your house even at a greater degree. So now you have fire damage, smoke damage, and now on top of this, you have added water damage to your property.
Right.
So it's fire damage claims are extremely difficult to handle. Mm-hmm. They have a lot of different moving parts and components to it.
So are you covered for all that?
Correct, you are.
Okay, fire, water, okay.
Fire, water, and all that. So on a standard fire insurance policy, you will get your fire losses covered.
Mm-hmm.
Water damages will be covered from sudden and accidental events. Not something that is a long-term event, but something that is a sudden and an accidental, a fortuitous event that happens. You will get theft and burglary cases covered and vandalism covered. These are just some of the areas that a fire insurance policy covers.
Well, there's plenty of more to discuss with regards to the different types of damages, and we can give some more examples. Also, one of my friends called me on my drive here and said he had a question for you.
Okay.
And he asked me, he's a little bashful to come on the radio.
Oh, I dare him to call.
He said he has a French accent, so actually it would have been probably good for him to call the radio. But he said, can you ask Alex a couple of questions about my claim? So we're going to be talking about that. So everybody better listen when we come back from the commercials.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, like Danny said, we're going to continue our conversation about insurance claims and bad faith with our guest lawyer, Alex Cohen. You're listening to the Axe Law Hour with Danny Abir and me, Lorraine Love, on KABC Talk Radio.
Talk Radio 790 KABC News Update. I'm Gary Garrison. Police are gearing up for possible outbreaks of violence during an afternoon protest by members of Refuse Fascism, the group that wants President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence removed from office. Protesters are descending on Pershing Square in downtown L.A. for the 1 p.m. rally. A vehicle matching the description of a motorist who allegedly abducted his two-month-old son in the Gorman area yesterday, prompting an Amber Alert, was spotted at LAX this morning, but police have been unable to locate the truck, the father, or the child. And SoCal residents will get an extra hour of sleep tonight as daylight savings time comes to an end. Remember to turn your clocks back an hour before going to bed. KABC SoCal weather, partly cloudy this afternoon, turning mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of rain tonight. Highs in the mid-60s to lower 70s. I'm Gary Garrison, Talk Radio 790 KABC News.
What you made me do. Hey, Lou. I wasn't paying attention, and I got super glue all over our dining room table. What you made
me do. My refrigerator is always getting dirty. I get a fingerprint on it, and I get yelled at.
Lou Manfredini's taking your calls live from 8 to 9.
It's usually true that when you just ignore problems, they just get better.
Saturday mornings on House Smarts Radio. Give him a call with any of your home improvement questions right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
What you just made me do.
Jerome's newest store is opening this weekend in Moreno Valley at the Towngate Crossing Shopping Center, 12500 Day Street. During the grand opening weekend, 100 lucky shoppers will win a new sofa or mattress, courtesy of my friend Jerry. Jerome's will also have raffle drawings all weekend long. You won't want to miss it.
Are you compulsively eating because of stress? Have you failed at dieting, making you feel worse about yourself? The Key Light Counseling Center in Beverly Hills, California is sponsoring a three-hour food boot camp, Mastering Your Food Triggers, How to Think Your Way Thin, with clinical psychologist Dr. Howard Gluss. For more information about the next upcoming food boot camp, contact the Key Light Counseling Center at 323-935-9712. The first five people to call and mention this ad will receive a 20% discount on the next boot camp. Call now at 323-935-9712.
The season of gratitude is upon us. Hey, it's Leanne Tweeden. Thanksgiving means spending time with family and friends, whether the gathering is at your house or not. Don't let that water heater make a turkey out of you. Call the pros at SoCal Plumbers 911. They work around your schedule. SoCal Plumbers 911 are available 24/7. Yep, even on holidays. So if your pipes get stuffed, they're the ones to trust. Save $50 with their KABC special. Dial 877-PLUMBER or go to SoCalPlumbers911.com.
I'm a T-Bone man with a T-Bone plan for a thick and juicy T-Bone steak from Norm's, cooked to perfection, starting at $12.99 with a soup and salad for a limited time only. For flavor that's down to the bone delicious, it's the Norm. NormsRestaurants.com, open 24/7.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll tell you of Dustin Hoffman's Sunday brunch with Soft Boiled.
And we'll talk a little bit about this Bergdahl story. It's unbelievable. How do you get no jail time for all that?
What a joke.
Ridiculous.
Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Has your home or business suffered a loss getting the runaround from the insurance company? Take action. Call the attorneys from Axe Law now at 800-222-5222.
This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at Axe Law Firm. That's ACTSLaw.com. Find them at AxeLaw.com. And if you have any questions, we would love to hear from you. We're talking with Alex Cohen about insurance claims and bad faith. I'm Lorraine Love, and here he is, our host, Danny Abir.
Okay, so we were talking about the different types of damage that could be covered by insurance.
Okay.
Let's talk about my friends case because I just texted him and he said he's still too bashful to come on the radio for some reason. I don't know why. We don't bite. But he said that what happened was he found out, he got a call from DWP that all of a sudden there's a ton of water usage in his house, so there's got to be a pipe burst.
Okay.
And they go and below the house, there was a pipe burst with hot water.
Okay.
And the steam has now damaged all the hardwood floor in his house.
Of course.
And he's wondering whether this would be a covered event and wanted to know more about it.
I've had probably a ton of cases like this in the past. California homes have California basements, and a lot of water heaters are located in a basement.
Mm-hmm.
And when a pipe bursts from a water heater, especially a hot water heater line, it can create tremendous damages. One, if the water directly hits and shoots upward and hits the underlayment of the floor, it's very difficult to dry that.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen is it'll, as it dries, the wood will shrink and expand, and it will cause buckling to the wood. Okay. Or cupping.
Oh.
That's what will occur. And, depending on the type of wood floors that they may have.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a direct physical damage if water directly hits it. Now, there's another way that, the damage can be caused. It can be caused by the moisture and the steam that is created in the California basements. So the hot water line creates steam, and then that in turn is moisture, and the moisture will naturally cause that.
Okay.
That's another way that it will happen. So it may not have a direct impact, but the moisture and steam will cause that. I had this happen in a Beverly Hills home where the exact identical thing happened to your friend, Danny, and the hardwood floors ran throughout this gorgeous Beverly Hills custom-made home.
Ugh.
And so we took a look at it, and it was impossible to dry. The wood damage at the flooring had already been compromised, and so the wood flooring had to be pulled up, and now try to match the new wood to existing
to the
wood.
Right, never going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
No.
It's very rare that you can have that will actually occur.
Right.
But especially if you have like gorgeous hardwood floors from the past, and you're trying to match it with new hardwood floor, good luck.
Right.
So in other words, these wood floors had to be lifted throughout the entire house.
Oh.
Okay, and this was a gorgeous two-story house up the staircase. Okay, and it went into the kitchen. And all the kitchen cabinetry were sitting in on the hardwood floors.
Oh,
so they had to be pulled, because you're not going to leave hardwood floors under your kitchen cabinetry.
Right.
No, you can't do that. So that had to be removed. And that turned out to be like a $600,000-$700,000 claim.
And now, was the insurance company willing to pay that right up front, or did they have to go to you to get that done?
They had to go through an attorney to get that done, because initially I think the payments that they wanted to make was, according to the policy, we only are responsible for the direct physical damage. And the direct physical damage was no more than like 50 square feet or 100 square feet, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, you know, this is all we have to pay. But when an attorney who knows his craft and trade, okay, and understands how to bring in regulations, insurance regulations that tie in. So these policies, like I said, they talk about direct physical damage. But then when you bring in a regulation that talks about, no, you have to pay for what's called the reasonable uniform appearance. So if this house loses its uniformity in its appearance, it's not the same thing anymore. You can't just patch up a wood and say you're good to go.
Right. And then you get into like the value. Is that why? Because the value of this house, it needs to go back to the value of the house before the damage happened?
Not the value of the house, but you have to bring the house to what it's called its pre-loss condition.
Okay.
Pre-loss
okay.
condition.
Okay.
So it does affect value if you don't bring it to its pre-loss condition.
Yeah, imagine if it's patchwork. There's a part of the house that's done and a part of the house that's not done. It doesn't look the same. And that makes
a
difference.
Imagine now this homeowner wants to go sell his property now. they're going to have to disclose this loss that occurred. So if a savvy buyer comes and sees, hey, why is that wood over there patched up?
Mm-hmm.
So if the buyer now wants to negotiate with the seller, they'll negotiate a lower purchase price because they would be obligated to fix this.
Right.
Correct?
Yes.
So eventually it's coming out of the pocket of the homeowner anyway. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Right.
That's why these policies are called indemnification contracts.
Okay.
So they're supposed to indemnify you for the loss.
Okay.
Okay? So, you can get the money, fix the house so that you don't sustain that depreciation and loss when you come to sell your house as a form of example.
And this is not just an example. This is not just something that happens in Beverly Hills or in Newport Beach or something. It happens in every single area,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's in the San Fernando Valley, it's in Santa Monica, it's in Orange County. It doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
And it's a question of basically the insurance company doesn't make money basically by paying on claims. They make money when they don't pay on claims.
Unfortunately.
And that's something that, there is a conflict of interest there because if they're there to make money.
Right.
And the way they make money is, yes, they take your premiums, but if you think about it, the premiums you pay, even for 4 or 5 years, will never be paying for an $800,000 claim. So if they go and pay what they're supposed to pay on every loss, their profits are not going to be what it is over there.
Correct.
And that's something that people have to remember, that this is while this is their insurance company. Mm-hmm. They never go to lunch with them. They're not their buddies.
Right.
It's
right.
not a friend.
Right.
It's a for-profit business and a lot of profit business.
Correct.
And they have to consider that when they're looking at their loss and saying, this is my insurance company, but they're not there to make me whole. They're supposed to make me whole according to regulations, according to the insurance contract that I have.
Correct.
So basically insurance companies are banking on the fact that they're not going to have claims.
Well, they hope that they know they'll have claims. They're hoping that they are not going to have to pay on the claim. So the different ways they come up, the different arguments they have is, well, this is not covered, or this is, for example, we'll go
excluded.
On into a couple of examples where they say, okay, the damage is X and the damage is really X times 10 or 20, or they delay it so much and throughout this delay, they're going to basically, tell you throughout this delay, they keep dragging it and dragging it and dragging it, and, they're making money on your money. And a lot of times, homeowners and the insured get, cold heart. I mean, they walk away and they don't want to fight it and they don't
think
about it.
They just get frustrated.
Yeah, they get
like,
frustrated.
I'm done.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm done. I want my house done. I'll just do it myself.
There's a lot of people that I've experienced have fear in even filing a claim. They don't want to rock the boat with their insurance company is what I've heard from a lot of people.
Interesting.
Plus, they don't know how to navigate their way through an insurance claim mm-hmm. and it is very frustrating. When you don't have the know-how on, or even if you have the know-how, but you don't have the time.
Right.
Okay, that's a big element. I've had, a lot of, I service a lot of professionals, doctors, lawyers, mm-hmm. accountants, you name it.
Right.
That they're not going to have the necessary time to spend on handling an insurance claim, so it's better outsourced to somebody that can handle it quicker,
mm-hmm.
faster. They know the policies, you know, regulations, construction law, knowing what experts to bring at what time and when is critical.
Now, has it been your experience? Are they, I don't know if the right word is allowed, but do they often get dropped by their insurance after they have a big claim like that?
It's a great question. A lot of people, that's another fear that people have.
Right.
Like if I file a claim, I am going to get punished by my insurance company or my rates are going to go up mm-hmm. or I'm going to get dropped.
Right.
Okay. It's not quite like that. Just because you file a claim doesn't automatically mean that your rates are going to increase. It doesn't mean that the carrier is going to drop you. Okay. It is going to go on the record. Okay. That you have filed a claim.
Right.
So I always, let people know, don't just file a claim. Let someone professional investigate your claim to see if there is a claim to file, number one. And if it is something, if that particular incident is a covered peril under your policy or not, then if it is and the value is there, that's when you file a claim.
Okay, that makes sense.
So when we come back from our break, we're going to be talking about a couple of different examples of cases that I know we had in the office where the insurance companies, for example, one of them, the insurance company's offer was $17,000, mm-hmm. and it ended up being a $250,000 claim.
Sure.
If you remember, the beam that was damaged.
The fire damage.
And then there is flooring across the home.
Sure.
We remember we had a letter from the insurance company saying, how did a claim like this become a claim like this?
Correct.
So we're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to the ACTS, Axe Law Hour, and we love to have you call in if you have any questions. Mm-hmm. And we will be discussing more about examples when we come back from our break.
Perfect. So we'll take a quick break. I do want to ask you, too, about earthquake insurance. I know a lot of people have questions about that, too.
Sure.
So make sure you call us if you have any questions. 800-222-5222. We're going to take a quick break, like we said. And when we come back, we will continue discussing with our guest lawyer, Alex Cohen. You're listening to the Axe Law Hour with Danny Abir and me, Lorraine Love, on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Are you a property owner dealing with damage to your home or business and getting the runaround from your insurance company? Is the insurance company's assessment of the damage and payment on the claim ridiculous? Wondering if you have any recourse? The attorneys at Abir, Cohen, Trezon, and Salo are ready to help. If you have questions about property claims, civil rights, personal injury, or need legal counsel, call the Acts Law Firm. 833-ACTS-LAW. 833-ACTS-LAW. Or go to actslaw.com. That's ACTSlaw.com.
Falling down the stairs and breaking your ankle doesn't sound good. But falling down the stairs and breaking your ankle with no health insurance sounds even worse. Life can change in an instant. Be covered when it does. At Covered California, we can help you get financial help to pay for your health plan. Covered California, it's more than just health care. It's life care. Visit coveredca.com today. Enroll by December 15th.
Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, helping you stop insurance company abuse at 800-222-5222.
Let's go line 2 first. This is Talk Radio 790 KABC. Welcome back to the Axe Law Hour, heard every Saturday at noon, providing you with solid information from our good friends at ACTS Law. You can find them at axlaw.com. And if you have any questions or you're looking for any advice, go ahead and give us a call. That's 800-222-5222. I'm Lorraine Love, along with the host, Danny Abir.
Okay, it sounds like we have a few lines lit up, so let's talk to our callers and see what their questions are.
Okay.
This is Danny Abir. How can we help you?
Yeah, I have a question about California earthquake insurance. I just heard recently that they had either made the program better, more affordable, or a better value, and just wondered what you could tell me about it.
Sure. Where are you calling from?
Irvine.
Okay.
Well, what have you heard exactly? When you say they've made it better, I don't know if I've necessarily heard that, but California insurance, California goes through the California Earthquake Authority, and the one thing that you guys need to know about earthquake coverage is it's a separate policy that needs to be purchased. It doesn't come automatically with your homeowner's policy. So it is a complete separate policy that you need to purchase. There's a different premium for that. And these, and they have a very high deductible. You choose the deductible that you're comfortable with. But I have seen, I've handled insurance claims that, have had like a $100,000 deductible, some of them $50,000, $60,000 deductible. So in other words, you got to take a look at the declaration page, on your, earthquake coverage and determine what, you know, what type of coverage do I have and does my, do my earthquake damages exceed the deductible or not? But, I haven't really heard anything about, policies being made better. If they have, I need to understand what it is that you're exactly talking about so I can comment on that. But, earthquake insurance has been earthquake insurance for as long as I know.
Do you have earthquake insurance?
We do not. I went to their California Earthquake Authority website yesterday, and there's a price calculator. So you can price in whatever level of deductible that you choose.
Correct.
There's also many other options, whether you want coverage for masonry, repair, other such things. And each option you add, of course, increases the premium.
He's right. It's an a la carte. Correct. He's right. Because I've dealt with claims where, for example, it doesn't cover certain things where under a normal policy you would think that these things would be covered. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a lot of people are risk averse in buying earthquake insurance, and they always say, it'll never happen to me. But if you're in California, listen, we're living in a state where earthquakes happen, and if it's something that you can afford, I would get it. I would get that, you know, it'll make you sleep easier at night, and earthquakes do happen, and when they happen, boy, have I seen the damages that that earthquakes cause. It's horrific. It's horrific. Houses I've seen split. I've seen subsidence occur. So, you know, to put that house back into its pre-loss condition, it takes a lot. So earthquake, earthquake insurance, I give it a thumbs up.
Oh, okay. And about how much, when you did that a la carte thing and you went through your insurance, about how much was it for the earthquake insurance?
We were looking at premiums above $1,000 a year.
And that's on the low end. I've seen policies go $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 even, as far as that. So if you can get something, depends on the amount of coverage.
It also depends on the deductible too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
Hmm. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for calling in, and thanks for listening to the show.
You bet.
Okay, so we've got I think Sydney on line two.
Sure.
Yes. Oh, hello. Hi. Good subject. The insurance and claims and things like that. I just wanted to just make a couple of comments. It seems to me that sometimes we can redline ourselves if we just file too many basic claims that might not even work out to be worth even filing.
Correct.
Sometimes I found that if you do a claim and you do maybe one or two or three over a 3-year period, then they can cancel you.
Correct.
Because it's too frequent.
Correct. 100%. You're right.
That's absolutely true, Sydney. Thank you for bringing this up. One of the things we actually do at the office is when people call, we check and see if the claim is worth even filing. Because a lot of times when we get calls at the office, we tell people, no, this is not something worth filing. For example, you may have a $5,000 deductible and the damage is $7,000. Well, you're going to pay the $5,000 anyway. You might as well just pay the extra $2,000 and not file a claim because it's going to affect you.
Yeah. Who knows what tomorrow could bring, right?
It all depends on your tolerance. I've advised my clients, and I advise the amazing listeners at KABC, that before even filing a claim, let us evaluate your claim for you.
That's a great idea.
Let us evaluate
it. By the way, we don't charge for the evaluation, right. So it's not something that we're making money on.
100%. The evaluation is free of cost, and we streamline the case. We know what questions to ask. We get to the bottom line really quick. We understand the cases.
Right.
And first of all, we got to determine if there's coverage.
Mm-hmm.
If there's, you know, and then when there's coverage, we can also determine what kind of damages has been sustained. A lot of times we ask them to send us their photos and stuff like that,
right.
Or we can send an inspector to take a look at your house, and that's our expense, not the policyholder's expense.
Lorraine always says knowledge is power, and power is knowledge.
Yeah,
that makes a
difference.
That's
true. What were you going to say, Sydney?
There's one other thing I was going to mention. Sometimes if you have an older car and it's your baby and it's beautiful and you have something done that happened to it, you may make a mistake by filing a claim if the value of the car is is less than what it costs to fix
Correct.
It. Because then you may wind up losing your car because they wind up totaling it, and then you wind up, you know, would have been a bad choice. So that's why it's good to check with you guys, too, even on things like that.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a great point.
So I thought I would throw that out there, too.
Well, one of the important things that Sydney actually said, and it's important, people just file claims, okay, because they think they have to file that claim with the insurance company. And, yes, if you file within a one-year period, three claims within a given time period, like a one-year period, the insurance company will most likely drop you as a policyholder.
Right.
He's right. And then you want to talk about reinsurability in the future. Other insurance companies, remember I said, this goes into a database. So they will take a look at it. And when they see that, you know, you file three claims within a single year, reinsuring your property will become much more difficult.
Thank you, Sydney, for your call.
Perfect.
Okay. Who's next?
Do we have anybody else on the line? Mm-hmm. Okay. Line three, I think it's so. Is that?
Hi, this is Danny Beer. Welcome to the show. What's your name?
No, my name's Charles.
Hi, Charles. How are you doing?
You're online, Charles.
Oh, well, I'm not doing too well. I had this very interesting scenario happen. I run an Airbnb out of Culver City.
Okay.
And I was actually about to shut it down, and I had one last guest. And the night before he was supposed to leave, I get it. The morning he was supposed to leave, I get a text at 6 in the morning saying, hey, get over here, your place is flooded.
Okay.
So I ran over there, like 15 minutes to get there. By the time I got there, he was gone, quote-unquote, to work.
Okay.
The plumber who stopped the leak has fixed the leak and is already gone.
Okay.
And there's a company already in there with 10 machines.
Right.
Extracting water with humidifiers everywhere.
Correct.
And within 5 minutes, he's talking to me about, you know, calling insurance to take care of this. It's not going to cost you one penny.
Okay.
So, of course, you know, red flags are going up everywhere, but I'm more concerned about my property because I just remodeled it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Floors are buckling up. There's water coming from the ceiling.
Okay.
And I was kind of at their mercy. So the caveat to that is that the place wasn't insured. And so I think they were banking on me to be insured in order for them to capitalize on it, however they were going to capitalize on it.
Well, they wouldn't capitalize on it. This is your property. They don't own the property. They were simply a guest. I think probably what they were more concerned with was liability on their part, which is why they did the right thing by bringing a plumber to fix the problem. They actually did the right thing by retaining a dry down company to come and extract the water. They did everything correctly. If you think about it, they did you a favor by doing that. But if your property is not insured, and this is what we were getting at, you know, that becomes an issue. Are you certain that your property is not insured?
Well, I am certain that the property is not insured.
Yeah.
But what happened was that the mortgage company on my statement says taxes and insurance, but in reality it was only taxes that they were paying because the HOA was paying the insurance, but the HOA only covers the outside, not the inside.
Well, you would be surprised. You would be surprised. You got to read the fine prints of the CCNRs. Those are the covenants, conditions, and restrictions of the condominium association. And a lot of times when you pay insurance through your condominium, the CCNRs will cover the interior damages. I've seen that many, many times. If you'd like, you can contact our office. We'd be happy to take a look at your CCNRs for you and determine if that claim has to go through your HOA insurance or not.
Okay, well, I'll look into that. But the bigger issue is that, of course, I investigated the heck out of all parties, the Airbnb guest, the quote-unquote plumber, and the company that extracted the water.
Okay.
And they all know each other. They're all in cahoots. This is a total scam. And, you know, if there's anyone out there that's running the Airbnb, they may want to be aware of this.
I will be happy to take a look at this in further detail for you and let you know if really that is the case or not. You know, you're more than welcome to come, you know, to the office or call us for a free consultation, and I'll be happy to look into that for you.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'll look into it for you.
Yep, perfect. Thank you so much, Charles, for calling in. That's really interesting. Yep. Is that the first you've heard of something like that? Almost like a scam deal going on with these Airbnbs.
Something doesn't make sense, you know, as far as the guest is concerned, mm-hmm. in that, because again, they're not the property owner, so I don't see an upside or benefit for them, for doing right. that. You know, maybe it was a vandalism. I don't know. That could have, led into a water damage. Something went wrong eventually.
Right, yeah.
So we can take a look at that for them.
Well, okay. This hour went by very quickly.
Oh my gosh, it's over?
Yeah, I can't believe it. So we look forward to having everyone on board next week, Saturday at noon at the ACTS Law Hour, yes. ACTS Law.
Thanks so much for joining us today at ACTS Law, the ACTS Law Hour. Knowledge is power and power is knowledge. And we hope we empowered you today. Thanks so much to Alex Cohen for being our guest attorney. I really think a lot of people enjoyed that. So fun to have you back. A lot of people are calling
here.
In and loving it. Thanks so much to our listeners because we couldn't do it without you. I'm Lorraine Love. This is Danny Abir. And we hope you have a great weekend. And remember to put your clocks back because it's daylight savings time. Thanks so much. You're listening to KABC.
This show furnished by Abir Cohen, Trezon, and Salo.